Hey, everybody. Welcome to Best Show Bests, the best of the best show. And you can find out more about the best show over at thebestshow.net. It airs live every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time. And if you're new to the program, this show, these are little bite-sized bits and greatest hits type samples of what we do every week. So if you like this, maybe you check out the full show. And if you want to support The Best Show, we have a Patreon set up over at patreon.com/thebestshow. That is how you support the program. It is listener-sponsored now, and you give what you can, and we appreciate it. And there are prizes and benefits at all different levels of giving. So again, go to patreon.com/thebestshow and support the show. And now please, without further ado, check out this episode of Best Show Bests. Being told to go to this line and pot it up and set the levels. Best Show.
This is a call from an inmate at Newbridge Penitentiary for the flagrantly guilty. Will you accept?
Yes, I'll accept the call.
Tom. It's Rick. I called the show a couple weeks ago, do you remember?
Oh, wow. Rick.
Yeah.
Well, let me just catch people up, Rick. This a couple weeks ago you called.
Yeah.
And for anybody who missed it or doesn't remember, you called saying you were going to undertake this really elaborate plan that was to win the love of this woman you dated, I think, what, one time?
One time, yeah.
And the plan, let me see if I get this straight. It's very,
brilliant.
Very complicated,
okay.
This plan. The plan involved you were going to be accused of murdering Newbridge Ratmen baseball player Gus Brennan, a murder that you didn't commit.
Right.
And then you were going to go to jail for the murder that you didn't commit.
Right.
And then you were going to be released from jail because you had an airtight alibi based on the contents of what was in Gus Brennan's stomach, combined with, like, what, some, like, surveillance video footage from the gas station, some footage of you at a gas station at the time the murder took place.
Right.
And then you were going to sue everyone, like the Newbridge Police Department, and for hundreds of millions of dollars?
At least, yeah.
Yeah, for wrongful imprisonment.
Right.
For something, is that what it was?
It was, yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then that was going to lead you to starring in your own thing, Constructing a Killer, which was going to air on HBO.
Right.
Like a documentary series about the case.
Right.
And then all of this was going to lead you to marry the woman you were trying to impress, who you had been on a date with once. And this whole thing was you creating circumstances that were very similar to the Netflix series Making a Murderer to try to show her to show the woman you were obsessed with,
right,
the documentary.
Yeah, she loved the show,
and then she'd fall because she loved Making a Murderer.
Right.
You were going to do your own show, Constructing a Killer.
Right.
Where you're accused of murder, you're proven innocent, and then you get out, and you have all this money, and then you marry her.
I gotta say, you have a great memory, and that's probably the most concise nutshelling of anything I've ever heard.
Well, thank you. I'll take the compliment.
Sure.
I am gonna say, I think I have an inkling about how things went for you based on the voice at the beginning of the phone call, but would you mind telling me how things turned out?
Tom, you're not going to believe this, but it could not have possibly gone any worse than it did.
I'm going to say I can completely believe that. I think I had said something to the effect that it did not seem like this was going to go well for you.
I don't remember you advising against it at all. Did you?
Yeah, I completely advised against it.
Strange, because if you'll recall, the plan was bulletproof. I mean, nothing was left to chance there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, Rick, I have to say, it took me a minute to explain a nutshelling.
Right.
Which a nutshelling shouldn't take a minute, over a minute. A nutshelling should take 10 seconds tops.
By its truest definition, I think you're correct.
Yeah, and your plan was as convoluted and unrealistic as anything I ever could conceive of someone coming up with to do anything.
Hmm.
Can you kind of walk us through what actually happened?
Sure. Well, you know, I did everything I said I was going to do when I last called. You know, I got into a very public shoving match with Gus Brennan at Doggy Foot Locker. Have you been there? It used to be called Canine Kicks.
I have not been to Doggy Foot Locker, no.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. Anyway, that planted a beef seed in the minds of all the witnesses who saw our shoving match. So that's, you know, people are thinking that there's a beef going on. Two, mm-hmm. I did leave tire and shoe tracks at the Nanoplex where Gus was going to see Bad Santa 2 and where he subsequently got iced by the Colonelino crime family.
Yes, because he had bet. Gus had a gambling problem.
Yes, yeah.
And bet on himself to get killed by them.
Yeah.
So he won the bet.
Technically, he won. He's a winner.
But lost his life to win the bet.
Yes, and his arms. Legs.
And legs.
He's basically a torso.
Oh, okay.
It's sick.
Yeah.
Anyway. Three, I did put a hot sub on Gus's car hood, which he did eat. And that would, of course, that ensured that the coroner, I have a hard time saying coroner. Imagine if I was in the band Coroner. That'd be a tough one.
The band, is that like a...
That's like a death metal band, yeah.
Not grindcore?
It might be grindcore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Neither here nor there.
No, I like all kinds of music, Tom. I like porno grind. I like grindcore. I like deathcore. I like grind.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's pretty.
Anyway,
pretty diverse
so taste. He ate the sub, mm-hmm. which would pinpoint the exact time of the murder. You know, when his stomach contents were examined.
Sure.
And four, I did go to the pump and blow at the exact time of the murder, so as to be videotaped filling my car with fuel and filling someone with something else.
Ugh, that's disgusting. What? Yeah, that's really gross. I don't even want to talk about what the pump and blow is.
Well, it is what you think it is. It's a gas station, and it's also a house of ill repute. We can say that.
And wasn't it also
men in 2017?
Hair? Didn't they do hairstyling?
They did hair also. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I just got in a cut, so I didn't need that aspect of the equation.
Ugh. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a combination gas station, hair salon, brothel.
Yeah.
Okay. So all this.
You're not above it.
Mm-hmm. Well, all this should have worked out.
Yeah. Yep.
And you probably should have been freed from jail. Not by jail. You'd got freed from jail.
Although it would be funny if I had been taken hostage by the band jail. Remember them from Nova Scotia? I think they're on Sub Pop.
I don't remember jail, no.
J-A-L-E, I think.
Oh, yes, that band, yes, sure. Yeah, they were...
Four ladies.
Part of that whole, never mind the mollusks, here are... Whatever it was. It was a...
No idea what that's about.
Yeah, it was a double 7-inch on something.
I just like hits.
Uh-huh. Sure. Well, I get it. But, you know, you had this ironclad alibi.
Right.
That should have gotten you out of jail by now.
Right.
So.
Well, listen up, son, because reality school's in session, and I'm teaching the class, all right? So get your butt down. Grab some wood there, bub. Remember that?
Grab some wood.
Grab some wood, bub.
I don't remember that.
All right, here's another hint. Richard, Dick, will milk be made available?
What was that?
Richard, Dick, will milk be made available for us?
What is that?
Oh.
What is it?
Crack a John Hughes movie much? It doesn't sound like you do. It's Breakfast Club.
Okay, Breakfast Club.
I wear the required uniform.
Mm-hmm.
Tights. Have you ever seen it?
I've seen it, yes. I haven't seen it in a long time.
Anywho, okay. Back on track here. Here's what happened. The Colonelino crime family must have been listening to the Best Show 2 weeks ago when I was laying out all the deets of my plan, all my plan deets.
Mm-hmm. Your plan deets.
Which does make sense, because they listen to all the trash radio shows.
Like trash?
Oh, well, like Mike and Troy, Dingleberry and Jed, Mike and Rick, The Funny Farm, who else? Mike and Tom, Granny and the Motormouth. Mike and Bill?
Mm-hmm.
Guys, stop. My cellmates are... They know I'm on the phone. They know I'm on the radio, so they're tweaking with me. They have a, like, give me a little back... what do you call it? Little back pokes. I don't like it.
Like those finger flicks?
Yes. I don't like it. Yeah. Who else? Morningwood, Mike and Matt, Julie and the Drug Squad. Who else? Mike and Sean, Poopy and Scraps, Mike and Paul. Everybody Gets Laid in Free Beer. Mike and Mindy, Tubby the Sex Mop, to name just a couple.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you named like 14.
Well,
but,
okay.
Okay, I didn't realize I was doing trash radio. But
oh, yeah. No. They call you the king of trash radio.
Okay.
They call you the garbage man.
The garbage man.
Yes, they say you're a garbage person, which is a term I've never heard before.
You've never heard it, okay.
Never.
Yeah, well, it definitely was a breakout term over the last year.
Hmm, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so after the Colonelino family iced Gus, they pumped his stomach, so there was nothing in there for the coroner to find. So he couldn't pinpoint the exact time of death at all. But that didn't even matter because they somehow doctored the Nanoplex security footage. So I appear to be walking up to Gus's yellow AMC Pacer holding a micro bazooka just seconds before his murder. And I wasn't even there.
But they doctored the footage.
They did, yes. And then the Colonelino family broke into the pump and blow, and they stole the footage of me filling both my cars and this lady of the night's tanks.
Ugh.
While the murder was happening. What?
Yeah, nope.
So there goes my entire alibi.
Mm-hmm.
And they also erased all traces of me making public my plan on your show 2 weeks ago. There's absolutely nothing not tying me to Gus Brennan's murder.
That is really interesting that you'd say that, because the last episode of the show has disappeared completely from our server, and even from, like, iTunes, I see it's not there.
Yep.
And listeners have been saying that they had downloaded the episode, and then post-download it has disappeared from their iPhones and from their computers.
Wow. Yeah, the Colonelinos have the most advanced Russian hackers on the planet working for them. They had this virus called CompuWipe that takes out everything that they don't want. So now, you know, I'm up on serious murder charges. And like I said, I didn't even do anything. I mean, it's just like that Snoop Dogg song. Like, murder was the case they gave me, even though I asked for a different case. Remember that one?
Even though I asked, I don't remember that part.
Yeah, oh, well, the chorus was, I got an AK-48. It's a real humdinger of a gun, you guys.
An AK-48?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, I don't, that, I didn't know there was an AK-48.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And
it's a real humdinger of a gun, Tom.
According to that song, at least.
It is. It certainly is, yeah.
So you're kind of living out that song now.
I am, yeah.
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 Weird, huh?
Yep, yeah.
How
and to top it off,
yeah,
the the Colonelinos have framed me as the Newbridge dumpster fire dude.
The Newbridge dumpster fire dude.
Yes, you've heard of it, right?
Yeah. That's the guy who's been going around Newbridge for the last 9 months setting dumpster fires.
Yep.
Just like lighting the contents of dumpsters aflame.
Yeah.
Which is a new concept.
I've never heard that either. People say that? People talk about dumpster fires?
Yes. People have been saying a lot about dumpster fire. An inordinate amount of dumpster fire talk has blossomed over the last year.
Huh.
And
dumpster, that's not even a word.
Dumpster.
Oh.
No, well, it's a brand of garbage disposal container.
Oh, maybe the garbage people are the ones who are talking about this stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this Newbridge dumpster fire dude has really been menacing Newbridge, and you have been framed as him?
Yeah, so more charges, and to add insult to injury, the judge assigned in my case is a mob denier.
Wait, hold on. What was that now?
What's that?
To add
insult to injury. Have you ever heard that term?
No, it's insult to injury.
No, it's when the last grains of salt from the salt shaker are put in like a scrape or a cut. It's supposed to heal stuff better. You ever heard that?
No, I've heard insult to injury.
I don't know what that's about.
Not that you would add insult to an injury.
Yeah. I've done my research. Now you do yours.
Mm, okay. Yeah. Maybe I will.
Yeah.
Maybe I won't. So you said that the judge is what now?
He's a mob denier.
What is a mob denier?
Well, like J. Edgar Hoover. You know, he doesn't believe that there's a mafia. There's a crime syndicate.
Okay.
So, you know, he will not take into account that, you know, I'm telling him the mob did this, but he won't believe it. You know, like, and I said, "What about the Sopranos?" And he said, "I don't know that. I don't know what that is."
So this judge just denies that there's
anything like that. Yeah,
the mob.
Yep.
Well,
I'm screwed pretty much, you know. But I got to look on the bright side, right?
What would be the bright side?
Well, you know, we made it to 2017. This magical year where the laws of aging will suddenly cease and celebrities who snorted mountains of cocaine and smoked silos full of cigarettes for decades just won't die.
Yeah, it's...
We made it.
We did make it. All the celebrities will live from now on. No one can touch them.
Nobody.
They're all safe.
They are.
For 12 months.
Oh, but you know what?
What?
I would lose my mind if I wasn't able to channel my pain and my misfortune into comedy gold.
Okay, now I'm confused, Rick. Well, what do you mean by channeling your stuff into comedy?
Yeah. They have a talent show here in the prison every month, and I signed up to do a tight five this Friday.
Stand-up?
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, you're going to perform comedy in the prison.
I am, yeah. Tom, I don't know if you know this, but comedians hold a mirror up to society, and the penal system has been churning out great comedians ever since time immemorial.
Ah, okay.
I've done my research. Now you do yours.
Wait, research about what? The comedians from prison?
Yeah.
I've never heard of comedians. This is news to me. That there would be anything more than just a straight person here and there.
No.
Or from prison. Like who?
Oh, my God. Lenny Bruce, Andy Kindler, Mary Houlihan, Eugene Merman, Brooke Van Poplin, John Mulaney, Sal Vulcano, Kristen Schaal, Jackie Martling, Saul Volcano, Adam Pally, Sharon Horgan. Mm-hmm. She went to Wormwood Scrubs, I believe.
Very scary prison, yes.
Very scary. Pauly Shore, Brandon Wardell, Jerrod Carmichael, Sean Clements, Hayes Davenport. Who else? Chris Gethard, both of the Sklar brothers.
Okay.
Gary the Squirrel, went to Squirrel Prison. Who else? Sarah Silverman, Rich Little, Patton Oswalt, Paula Poundstone, D.C. Pearson, Chris Rock, D.C. Person, who of course is Washington's best observational comedian, Louis C.K., Brian Posehn, Lois C.K., Todd Barry, Vanessa Bayer, David Cross, who else? Maria Bamford, Cross David, America's Angriest Comedian, Hannibal Buress, Cannibal Duress, also was a prisoner. You know, and they were all discovered while doing hard time.
Huh.
Everybody I named.
Wow.
Yep.
You know, you learn something new every day.
When did that movie come out?
What movie?
You learn something new every day. Who was in that? It was Jackie Earl Haley.
It was Jackie Earl Haley, Bo Bridges.
Right. Who was the love interest? It was
Maria Conchita Alonso.
It was. It was such an odd mix of ages.
Yes, it was a weird love triangle.
Yeah.
Between them. And what was it called again?
It was called You Learn Something Every Day.
Every day
you learn something new every day, or you learn something every day?
I think it was are you sure there wasn't a at the beginning of that?
I think there might have been. And then like an ellipsis?
Like, you learn something new every day.
I think that's what it was, yeah. I think it was, I think Orion Films put it out.
That was, they were having a pretty hot streak then, and I guess the idea of a Jackie Earl Haley, Bo Bridges, Maria Conchita Alonso movie must have seemed like a sure thing at that point.
Well, parts of it are hilarious. They really are. And, you know, speaking of comedy, Tom, you know what would really lift my spirits?
What's that, Rick?
I love those impressions you do.
Oh.
I can't get enough of them. If I could eat them, I'd be eating them.
Okay.
Yeah. Would you please do one? Please. Please.
I don't know.
Please. I'm in prison.
Okay. What would you... I have no idea what I would even do. What would you want?
Oh, goody!
Oh, okay.
What?
What would you want? That goody kind of drove me up the wall.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What would you even want to hear, Rick?
Let me think. You've done Joe Namath a lot, which I love. What about... Oh, this is kind of fanciful. What if... Eddie Trunk, you know, the host of That Metal Show and America's only hard rock host.
Sure, yes.
What if he was a United States Senator?
The man who has made heavy metal serious.
Exactly, yes.
Taking
all the fun out of it.
He works so hard to scrub all signs of fun.
Yes.
From a music that the only thing that it has going for it is fun.
Yes, you've got it. Yes.
So Eddie Trunk.
Yes.
Host of Trunk Nation on Volume on Sirius XM. So what if Eddie Trunk, what did you want him to be?
He is a United States Senator.
All right,
and he is on the Senate floor, and he is calling for a national holiday honoring the band Foreigner.
Eddie Trunk is a
senator. Yes.
And
he's already crossed over to the ranks of the rock stars that he interviews. Like, he fancies himself one already in real life. This would be taking that even further.
Well, let me think what that would go like.
Okay.
I actually have a little sound effect here.
Ooh. That's fortuitous.
I'm going to give this a try.
Okay.
Order in the Senate on the Senate floor. Order on the Senate floor. Concede the floor to the senator from New Jersey, the Honorable Edward Trunk. My fellow senators. For a long time, the band Foreigner has provided so much entertainment for so many millions of people. Their music has stood the test of time. Songs like Head Games and Dirty White Boy. This is the best music going. And for us to not honor this band, Foreigner, with a national holiday, it's just outrageous. I mean, they're not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame yet. And that's enough of an injustice. I mean, it took Kiss forever to get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And then when they went in, they had to fight, and they didn't want all the members on. They wouldn't let all the members go up, because Gene and Paul, naturally, Paul especially, got into it, and they didn't want Peter and Ace up there. If they wanted Peter and Ace, they also wanted Tommy and Eric to be up there, too. And it turned into a giant thing, and heavy metal really had a black eye that night. But they made it in, and now music that's not just these critic darling bands, it's time they started getting honored. And if Foreigner aren't going to make it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, we need to get them a national holiday honoring their music like Feels Like the First Time and Cold as Ice. And I'm not even mentioning songs like I Want to Know What Love Is. The music that they provided, and sure, are they stars? No, the catalog takes precedent over the individuals in the band. People might not know. I worked in a record store, and people would come in. I don't know if I ever said to you, fellow senators, that I worked in a record store, but I worked in a record store. We sold all sorts of stuff. Randy Rhoads posters, Eddie Van Halen posters. Never once did anyone come in asking for a Lou Gramm poster. Or a Mick Jones t-shirt. Or button. But that's beside the point. The songs are the stars. And they should be honored. And that's why I'm saying, I'm beseeching all of you to vote yes for the Foreigner Act of 2021. I'm assuming it's the future.
Oh my God. That was fabulous.
Really?
That was so good. I'm riled up now. I wish this thing existed. Oh. Hey, do you mind if I join in on the fun a little bit?
What's that?
Can I join in on the fun too?
The fun, sure.
Yeah. How about you keep doing Eddie Trunk, all right?
Okay.
And I'll be Bobby Blotzer, the drummer from Rat.
Sure.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on.
Yo, what's up, Eddie? This is Blotz talking to you.
Hey, we got
what's going on, man?
We got Bobby Blotzer here. So what's up, Blotz?
You know, man, just rat and roll, bro. You know, I'm here in Billings, Montana right now. We just played to 10,000 people.
So, Rat now. Let's just get it straight for the fans now.
Yeah.
Nate, you were touring as the Bobby Blotzer Rat Experience.
Yeah, that's right.
But then at a point, you decided to take just the name Rat and start calling yourself Rat.
That's right. You know, I'm a co-shareholder of, you know, Rat Incorporated. You know, myself, Bobby, and Warren DeMartini. Steven's not a part of it anymore, you know. But I thought, you know, no one's doing it. Warren doesn't want to go out there and do it. So it's like, I'll go out there and do it and rock people's faces. And look, we're playing to like 10,000 people every night, man. Our guarantees are like 25,000, going up to 30. It's only going to get higher, bro.
Well, you don't see anything wrong with the Rat legacy being just the drummer of Rat as the only original member.
No, man. You know why? Because I have people coming up to me every day and saying, Bobby, Mr. Blotzer, man, don't take offense to this, but I've never heard Rat sound so good, man.
They're telling you they've never heard Rat sound so good.
They've never heard it sound better, man.
And these are people who saw the original Rat.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. You know, sure, I've got some detractors, man, you know, but, like, look, I don't spend that much time on social media, bro.
Okay.
But, you know, people can say what they want, but my version of Rat, when I see those 15,000 people out there every night, those faces, that's all I care about, man, you know.
The number seems to keep going up, Bobby.
What?
the amount of people you're playing for.
Oh, yeah, we're playing arenas, man. And I'll tell you, in the next couple of days, we're going to be playing direct support for Miranda Lambert.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what is there any chance, Bobby?
Right.
If you think about it, you're still here. Warren DeMartini's here. Stephen Piercy's still here. Juan Crozier.
Oh, you mean Gene Gene, the dancing machine?
He's still around. Is there any chance that the original, that the four surviving members of Rat could ever get back together?
Look, I'll tell you one thing. I get ratmares just thinking about those guys.
You get what?
Ratmares.
Ratmares.
Yeah. Thanks, bro. Well, look, man. Do you know who's the star of this show?
Of Rat?
Yeah. It's not me.
It's not you.
It's not Steven. It's not Warren. It's not Gene Gene the Dancing Machine. It's the catalog. It's the Ratalog.
The Ratalog?
Yeah.
Now, I got to just say, Bobby.
What's up, bro?
Okay, yeah, I said hi already. There's just one member of Rat in this.
Right.
Left. The band Foreigner are also touring now, and a lot of times Mick Jones is too sick to perform, so he doesn't play all the shows.
Right.
There's a lot of people watching very closely what goes on with Foreigner to see about a band with no original members touring.
Yeah, man, well, I think we're all watching that, but hey, man, as long as I can thump those tubs, man, I'll be up there.
Yeah. So
keeping Rat alive. And, you know, I'll tell you, man, I got to start face blotzing again.
What now?
Face blotzing?
Face blotzing. What is
it's when I'm on Facebook, bro.
Oh, that's called face blots.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, well, look, Bobby.
What's up, bro?
No, I know. I said your name again. You don't have to say what's up.
Got
every
it, yeah.
Time I say your name.
Oh, that's better enough, man.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, look, man, I got to roll. You know, I got to go eat some hamburgers now, bro.
All right, Bobby.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was cool.
I like that. That was a good riff.
Oh, that's good. So does that help you a little bit?
It does. It does. And, you know, I do another one pretty good. I don't have a whole lot in the arsenal for this one, but I can do a pretty good Bonnie Franklin. Remember her?
From One Day at a Time.
Yes. Yeah. Are you ready?
Yes.
Gosh, Julie. That's it. That's pretty much it. It's pretty good.
I heard. It definitely brought to mind Bonnie Franklin.
Right. Yeah. Man, I love the One Day at a Time theme song. Didn't you?
The
remember
one,
it was.
This is it.
This is it. This is life the way I get. No, so go and have a ball.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep on doing what you do. We'll muddle through one day at a time. It's a good song. Fun fact.
Yeah.
That's one of the few TV theme songs from back then that included the show's title in the song.
Well, I don't know if that. I've heard other ones.
No, it is. It is. And that's why I love today's TV shows so much, because the themes all have the titles in them.
Well, that's not true.
Sure they do. All my favorites.
Like, what's a favorite of yours that has the theme in it?
Well, like, he's the man in the high castle, and for him life's one big hassle. All these films taking up so much space, he knows he's gotta save the human race from Nazis.
That's the theme for The Man in the High Castle?
It is, yes. Yeah, it's good.
Is it?
I think it was the last song Alan Thicke wrote.
Was the theme from The Man in the High Castle.
Yeah. How about this one? Away, 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 it's coming to get you tonight. It's a Netflix original.
What was it?
It's O.A.
O.A.
Yes, yeah.
O.A., oh, well, it's coming
to get
you.
Also on Netflix, it was one of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
Great theme. Narcos. They're coming at you, Narcos. They're coming at me. Keep those bandidos out of our faces. Narcos.
That's the theme to Narcos.
That's the theme song, yeah, yeah. I'm looking for Mozart in the jungle, but all I see are vines.
That's the theme. Okay. These are all... It's very exciting that there's all these...
Who are the Gilmore Girls? What are they into? What do they want from us?
Well, you're making it sound like they're from space.
They are, aren't they? I've never seen the show. I just like the song. I bought a cassette single of it from a kid on the street.
Of the Gilmore Girls.
Yes, theme. I did.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Cassette single.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I got to call my lawyer Dell soon. He's been a real godsend.
Has he?
Yes.
No.
You know, Dell is very confident that he can get at least 20 years shaved off my sentence when I'm found guilty.
20 years?
Yeah.
Well, that's not nothing. I mean, that's good news.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah, I mean, what does he think your sentence could end up as?
Well, Dell thinks I'm looking somewhere in the 150 to 240-year range.
Okay. So, yeah, well, to get 20 years shaved off that doesn't mean a whole lot, because...
Well, I figure if I eat right, I exercise.
Uh-huh.
Maybe, yeah.
You think you could make it past 240 years?
Why not? Why not?
Plus the years you've lived already.
Absolutely, yeah, you know. But Dell's a genius, you know, he's a true Renaissance man.
Mm-hmm. How so?
Well, in addition to being a kick-ass lawyer, he's the creator of the most asked-for Christmas gift of 2016, don't you know?
What was that?
Serious?
Yeah, what was the most asked-for Christmas gift of 2016?
Potty basketball, you toilet sports dummy.
What?
Potty basketball.
What? Okay, what is potty basketball?
Tom, I would never dream of depriving you the thrill of seeing potty basketball for the first time the way I did. So I command you to Google potty basketball right now.
All right. I'm going to.
It's required Googling.
I will Google potty basketball right now. Huh. Oh, my goodness. So it's... Yeah, it's a... Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a grown man sitting on a toilet,
mm-hmm,
shooting like what looks like a Nerf mini basketball at like, mm-hmm, a tiny, yeah, basketball hoop.
Yeah, yeah.
Ugh.
It's pretty cool, right? I mean, it's pretty weird, but it's cool. And the guy on the box?
Yeah.
That's Dell.
That's your lawyer.
It is, yeah, yeah. He insisted on being on the box.
So your lawyer is on the box of potty basketball.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
With his pants down around his ankles.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Holding a basketball, like, yes, a mini, yeah, basketball.
You know, he wanted to be slam dunking the ball, but it turns out no packaging company in North America would manufacture the boxes with a picture of him, you know, kind of in midair slamming a Nerf, yeah, ball into a miniature hoop.
With his pants down.
Yes, and who knows what... cavorting,
yes,
out there.
Yeah. Yeah. As he's on a toilet.
He would have had a real midair junk cavortment.
Mm-hmm.
Cavortment.
Yeah. Well, I don't even want to think any more about that.
Well, you know, Tom, Dell has really got me thinking, you know, like, basically, who's really in jail here? I mean, I may be behind bars for more years than I care to contemplate, but who's really imprisoned? Me or the father of 3.1 kids who has to put on that suit and tie and go sell wacky packages at Kernmart 70 hours a week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, sure, I lost my drumming gig with the Iggy Pop Band and will most likely be replaced by Dave Grohl, Questlove, or Chad Smith, Music's Only Three Drummers. But you know what? I'm as free as my mind allows me to be.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I think that's a good mental attitude to go forth with. But I would say you're probably the one who's imprisoned. When you ask who's really in jail, I'd say, yeah, you're still the one really in jail.
I think you're nitpicking. Uh-huh. I think you're a little jealous of me.
Well,
I got everything taken care of now.
I'm not, Rick.
You know what the kicker of this whole thing is?
What's that?
The lady I was trying to impress the whole time?
Yeah.
Totally blew me off.
Okay.
Yeah, I called her the day I got sent to the hut. She wouldn't even accept the call.
Really?
No, and it sounded like she was knocking boots in the, with some guy named Dudio. What kind of name is that?
Uh-huh. Well, it's a nickname. Knocking, okay, I don't know if that's the case.
Well, I don't know. Oh, all right, hang on. Hey, I got to go to band practice.
In prison?
Yeah, in our cell.
Oh, in your cell? Okay.
Yeah, we practice in our cell. We snuck in instruments.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you can sneak anything in here.
All right.
Yeah. We're an REM tribute band called What's the Frequency, Warden?
What's the Frequency, Warden?
Yes, yeah. We're pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, no.
What?
Oh. Snake, the Peter Buck of the band. He wants to start with It's the End of the World as We Know It. And I really struggle with that intro. It's really hard for me for some reason. I just don't have it. And he gets really mad if I F it up.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Are you guys ready? All right, here we go. Ah! Snake, no! He's got a shiv, Tom.
He's got a shiv?
He's got a shiv, yeah. Snake, don't shiv me. You can have all my teddy grams, I swear. All my snackables. Ah!
Oh, my God. All his teddy grams and snackables. That prison REM band does not sound like it's going well. Oh, boy. Poor Rick. Thanks again for listening to Best Show Bests. And I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes of Best Show Bests. And, of course, much thanks to Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Celis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, of course, John Worster. Who else? Marcia Neumeier. And, you, the Best Show listener. Thank you. And if you like this, check out the full show every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight at thebestshow.net. And support the Best Show, patreon.com/thebestshow. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.